Board meeting for Wednesday, September 6th, 2017. We'll call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please make sure that all your cell phones are off or on vibrate so they do not disturb the meeting. We'll call for a roll call.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Brannan?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Masherum?
Present.
Do you have a quorum?
Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the August 2nd, 2017 meeting?
Make a motion. We accept the meetings of the August 2nd meeting.
Second.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications? There being none, we'll have the swearing in of the staff. If you will be speaking today in front of the board, please stand and be sworn in.
If you think you might speak, just go ahead and raise your hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you. The withdrawn cases and the continued cases are listed on the screens in front of you. If your name is on there, that case will not be heard today. All other cases will be heard. Our first case this morning, ladies and gentlemen on the board, will be AI 18. It is case number 2016-120953. It's a request for reduction. It's the City of Palm Coast versus Richard O. Smith at 170 Bryn Mawr Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F. Vehicles improperly parked. Good morning, sir.
I am Code Officer Brian Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service and a copy of the original board order, along with photographs. The original code order was signed on the 13th day of June, 2017, on this property owner. This case was heard on the 7th day of June, 2017, and the order was signed on the 13th day of June, 2017. The order stated the property was in repeat violation from March 20th, 2017 to March 12th, 2017 for a total of 53 days in violation for $50 a day for a total of $2,650. Property is in compliance and has remained in compliance since the last code order. The property owner would like to address the board and request a reduction in the fine from the aforementioned code case.
Could Mr. Richard O. Smith come forward, please? Good morning, sir. You were sworn in?
Pardon?
You were sworn in?
That's one. Yes.
Okay. And please state your case, sir.
Case number?
Now, why are you asking for a reduction, sir?
Oh, it's a substantial fine. I can't. I just went through a divorce. I had to pay $59,000, and I had to get a second mortgage, which makes my monthly income less because I had no mortgage before. Now I have a mortgage.
Are these vehicles yours, sir?
Pardon?
Are these vehicles all yours?
No. They're my son's.
Okay. And what is the amount of the reduction you're requesting, sir?
The amount of the fine is $2,650. And I'd like a reduction, whatever the court deems.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members?
They are in compliance now.
They are in compliance. I think he was a little confused. He he had had a car on the side of the house that I had written, and I guess he wasn't aware that I had seen the vehicles in the back as well. So I think that was a little confusion that he didn't know that I knew they were back there, but that he is in compliance now, yes.
Okay. Do I hear a motion from the board?
I make the motion we reduce the fine from $2,650 to $1,000.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second to reduce the fine from $2,650 to $1,000 even. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Your fine's been reduced down to $1,000, so you just saved yourself $1,650 that you can help to pack yourself up for the storm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 6.
You'll get something in the mail. Get something in the mail. Thank you.
Case number 2017-051-464. The City of Palm Coast versus Morgan Edwards at 9 Blythe Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-67, nuisance accumulations.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Enforcement Officer Segala for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 31st day of May 2017, giving 3 days to comply. It was reinspected on the 7th day of June 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Reinspections were conducted on 6/14/2017, 6/24/2017, July 26/2017, August 12/2017, and also August 2/2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 3rd of September 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation of this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day, plus $69 in administrative costs to the city.
Is Mr. Edwards present? Were you sworn in, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Morgan Edwards, and it's 9 Blythe Place.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to the case, sir?
Nothing, really. I've sort of been, slacking would be the word. I bought the property. It was in, quite bad disrepair. So I've been renovating the property throughout, kitchen, bathrooms, the whole nine yards from the start to finish. And basically, it's me by myself. I don't have any other people. All my other family live in England, so it's just me by myself. And I guess I've been being lazy with keeping the property up to date. However, I will say the property, if you drive down my road at any time, any time that you so wish, the property is one of the best kept properties on that neighbourhood. And the house is bought and paid for. It's my house. And, I've strived to keep my property looking nice, and I'm quite ashamed of seeing the photos looking like that.
And you've made no attempt to try to correct this violation?
To be honest, the violations, I mean, we don't have this in England, and I was looking at it, and I couldn't really make head nor tail of it. One time it was due to the trailer, which I totally understood, the trailer, which I was using to collect rock sheet and stuff with, or sheet rock. So I moved the trailer, that was moved. I did make attempt to tidy some of the house up along the side. I can assure you that there's no ladders or anything like that out the side of the house now. However, it's still not to where it should be. My plan is to put a fence around the house and get the house, into some sort of decent looking shape,
You understand that the city is asking that you be fined $25 per day after a five-day period to get it cleaned up.
Yes, sir.
That could add up to an awful lot of money if you let it stay the way it is.
After seeing those pictures, I can assure you it will be clean today.
And you will have that cleaned up for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All we want is that you be in compliance.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a fine order giving you 5 days to correct the violation or pay $25 per day until the violation is corrected, and administrative fees in the amount of $69. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right,
thank
sir.
You, sir.
I hope you can get it cleaned up before the storm. Our next case is AI-2, case number 20170505. The City of Palm Coast versus Brian M. and Angela M. McKay, 92 Burbank Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1-FBC-105.1. No permit for offense. Good morning.
Good morning. I believe the respondents are present. Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice that was written was on the 2nd of May 2017, given 5 days to comply, reinspected on the 9th day of May 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of September 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following: a motion C, violation, fine violation order, and recommend 5 days to comply with a fine of $50 per day, plus a $69 administrative cost to the city.
Is Brian M. or Angela M. McKay present? Please come forward, please. State your name and your address.
Angela McKay, 92 Burbank Drive.
And you were present when everybody was sworn in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what do you have to say now?
So our house was built in 1998. We purchased the house in 2011. From my understanding, the City of Palm Coast did not require permits for fences until y'all were incorporated in 2000. Flagler County did not assess taxes on fences until 2009. And from our understanding, we have seen on aerial photos that are on your website, the fence was up prior to us purchasing the house in 2011. All of this reared its head when our neighbor on Buttonworth bought his house 2.5 years ago, or 3 years this next month, and evidently 2 feet of the fence on the side was on 3 feet of 2 to 3 feet of his property. He evidently reported us to y'all, and from my understanding, it's a civil suit. Even though the fence was already there, I had left multiple messages with Barbara Grossman never to get my phone call returned to have the fence grandfathered in. That's what I want. We have on the side, which you cannot see from this picture, the side of the fence has been taken down to appease Bob, who was the person that reported us on Buttonworth, so he can have his 3 feet of fence, or 3 feet of his property that he's paying taxes on. So that side of the fence is removed to appease him, but I do not feel we should have to pay to have a permit for a fence we never installed. You can look at our history since we have bought the house 6.5 years ago. Everything we have done externally to the house, we have complied and received permits. From the hot water heater 6 days after purchasing the house to new door put on just this year in April. So I'm asking that the fence be grandfathered in for what's already there. It is not that far over anymore. this picture that's up in May is not current, and you can't see the side on the July picture that was taken. But I want what's currently in place, the back and the left-hand side of the house, to all be grandfathered in. When we replace this right side, we will get a permit, but I only want to get a permit for that portion.
And you stated that prior to the city of Palm Coast becoming a city, there wasn't a permit required?
Permits were not required. I have spoken to the county.
Let me make a comment. I'm one of your neighbors. I've been here for 30 years.
Okay.
The same person that you mentioned took an application from me for a fence before we even became a city. That's Barbara Grossman. So permits were required for a fence prior to us becoming a city.
Not according to Flagler County, and that is somebody...
This isn't Flagler County, ma'am. This is Palm Coast.
But City of Palm Coast was not a city until 2000. This house was built in 1998, and from everything that we have spoken, everyone we have spoken to, the house next door to us in 1999, 90 Burbank was built, the fence was already in place.
The city has found you in violation. They wouldn't take or wouldn't make you in violation if a permit wasn't required. So there's a history of permits being required for fences in the city of Palm Coast. I just stated mine. So I know that you need a permit and you've been found in violation. You've assessed already that you pulled a permit for a hot water tank and a front door. So you understand the permit
Absolutely.
Process.
I'm not trying to skirt
the
system.
All the city is asking you to do is get a permit for the fence that's up without a permit. At $50 per day, that could start to get very expensive, probably more than what the fence is worth. So all the city's asking you to do is be in compliance, ma'am.
Okay. So can I ask the city to be in compliance with the swale next door that y'all have not maintained since we've lived there, that is overgrown and covered in water, and with this impending storm that you have mentioned in the last three cases, we're going to have flooding. So if you're asking us to follow rules, I think the city should do the same. Am I wrong?
The case here is the fence, not the swale.
Well, can I take you to court for the swale? Because I will when our house floods.
This is a free country, ma'am.
Yeah. And you're saying you don't maintain the swale?
If you feel it's not being maintained, you call the city and they'll tell you if
it's
maintained.
But why do I have to do your job? I brought pictures of it. I thought it was on a system that y'all do all the time.
I'm not trying to be argumentative with
you. But
you are. I'm giving you what the
rules are. I'm asking to be grandfathered in for a fence. And I know y'all do that because I have had conversations with people that have been grandfathered in.
Are there any further questions from the board members? Go ahead, Bruce.
I believe she said she's going to be replacing, which is missing now, the whole side of fence.
Correct.
She's going to need the permit for that, too. So she's going to have to get a permit no matter what. So that's where we're going to be with this. If you can do it within the time period, you'll be saving yourself the fine. That's what he's saying. That's all that has to be done. You just now have to get a permit. When you do that, you'll be getting a permit for the whole fence.
And so, what if y'all don't like what was already up? Then I have to take it down?
We don't know until a building inspector goes out there and looks at it. Obviously, it was put up wrong to begin with.
But it could have been put up when the house was built. Okay. Y'all don't know. Y'all should prove to me that the house didn't come with the fence.
Grossman.
Oh, thanks for not returning my phone calls. Nice to meet you.
One.
Yeah, but I've left three.
Okay. I'd like to testify, please. Barbara Grossman, code enforcement manager with the City of Palm Coast. In 1993, I was the architectural coordinator for the Palm Coast Community Service Corporation, and that was formed by ITT. Prior to the Palm Coast Community Service Corporation, anything you were governed by deed restrictions, and anything that you did, whether it be a structure of a house, a fence, a shed, whatever it be, requires architectural approval. When this came to my attention, because the house was built prior to them, you know, buying it, and that she indicated that the fence was there before she bought it. Of course, violations do go with the property when you have something on it. I went and I checked because all of the archives from the Palm Coast Community Service Corporation came to the city of Palm Coast. We didn't actually come to the city, meaning Palm Coast Community Service Corporation, until April of 2005. So, yes, the Palm Coast Service District, which you're speaking of, Mr. Mugford, was in the process at the time, and permitting was required with fences. So there was no record of any fence ever being approved by whoever the prior owner was or whoever the new owner is. What Bruce is saying now is, since you are going to get a permit for the one side of the fence, when you go in with the survey for the one side of the fence, put existing fence in there with it, and that will be approved at the same time that they do the fence, so then that the whole fence would be approved. Okay. So what she's saying that she didn't have something to do with the fence prior, that it was already there, but she's also going to replace the fence on the one side, so when she goes in, and you're going in and doing the permit soon?
Well, we weren't planning to, not right now, but...
You probably, she's going to want, that would be your best option, and then what you can do is put the existing fence, and then it's all inclusive of the permit.
Okay.
All right?
Are there any questions from the board members? No, I'll accept the motion.
What's the city asking?
The city is asking for a fine order C, giving 5 days to correct the problem, or $50 per day fine until the problem is corrected, plus administrative costs in the amount of $69.
And the correction is to get a permit, correct?
Including the existing fence.
Yeah, but it's to get a permit. It's not to actually get the fence installed.
Well, I know that it's to get a permit.
And staff is going to ask that you change that to 15 days due to Hurricane Irma.
Yes.
There's nothing that 5 days, it's not going to be enough. And she can't do anything during the storm.
Okay. Well, that if I hear a motion, it would be a motion. If you accepted the city's recommendation, it would be fine order C with 15 days to correct the problem or pull a permit, whatever the case may be, or $50 per day fine until the problem is corrected, plus administrative costs in the amount of $69. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case will be AI 44. Which is case number 20170050761. City of Palm Coast versus Sebia Group Inc., care of Ryan, 6115 State Highway 100 East. Palm Coast Code Section 15-114A, rubbish, trash, and garbage.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 11th day of May, 2017, given 5 days to comply, reinspected on the 18th of May, 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. Subsequent rechecks were conducted on 523, 530, 66, 626, 76, 81, and 829, and was all still to be found in violation. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of September 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Is somebody here representing the Sebia Group, Inc., Carol Bryan? Come forward, please state your name.
Hey, I'm John Bennett.
John Bennett. Okay. I'm a district manager for Burger King. I just recently took over 6 weeks ago, so this is all new to me, and it's all complete. And it's not going to, in the future, as long as I'm around, it's not going to I see stuff in those pictures I've never seen before. It might be before my time, but I do have some pictures now that we recently cleaned everything up.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I'd like a motion we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob.
Our next case is AI 5.
Hey, what was that one?
AI 5.
Aye.
Number 20170-61468. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Gregory A. and Michael P. and Marianne Federico. 19 Blow Court, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. The respondent was here, but I discussed the case with him, and he had a take off. I am Code Enforcement Officer Segala for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering in evidence with the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 17th of July, 2013, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 14th of June, 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. The current notice of the violation was issued on the 21st day of June, 2017, giving 2 hours to comply. Reinspection was done on the 21st of June at 3:08 p.m., the 21st of June, and the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 25th day of June, 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation of the property owner. Based upon the evidence and testimony submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus the $53.50 administrative cost of the city.
Is Gregory or Michael or Marianne Federico present?
He was, sir, but he left.
He left?
Yes.
Do I hear any questions from the board members?
Is there a reason why he continued to have this problem with keeping his lawn cut?
And he told me he just didn't have the time to do it.
I make a motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 1. Case number 20170-61730, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Christine M. Beaulieu. 62 Bud Hollow Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I believe the respondent is present. I'm Code Enforcement Officer McDonald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the fourth day of November 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 16th day of March 2017, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 26th day of June 2017, giving 1 hour to comply. Reinspected on the 26th day of June 2017, it was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 28th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice for the same notice on this property. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board should impose the following, a motion B and no fine standing order recurring, plus a $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Is Mr. Beaulieu present? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
State your name and your address.
John Staub, STAUB, at 62 Bud Hollow Drive.
start with, that was the day we moved in, the first one. The owner of the property moved out. We moved in, and all of those incidents was I was using it to move my children. First one was for us. We moved in. It took us about a week and a half to get into the property. And to park it where I needed to park it, that was 90-mile round trip. My apologies for parking it in the yard. And I do appreciate the rules in place because it keeps a nice-looking town, if you will. The second time, of course, you see, was my daughter's stuff on it. It was a problem with where she was moving to. Ended up having to move her back. The third time was after the fact. It was a little bit of evening running. And I got a notice, and I understand it. The last one was I had like an hour to move it. And I'm like, well, it's a good thing I just got home. I can go take care of that, which I did. There's no way, shape, or form any disrespect meant towards the rules or the laws of the city because I really do like it. But my apologies for, you know, where we were at with the trailer.
Okay. Now, it says that this has been corrected.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is it going to stay that way?
Absolutely. Okay. The only, like I said, and if I may touch on it, the only reason it even happened this way is a 90-mile round trip to park it for the evening was a little bit excessive for me. So that, but my apologies.
Okay. And you say that, are you a tenant there or an owner?
Well, it's a lease to buy, so yeah, tenant.
Okay.
I know that the owner had some a list of violations over the year or so that she was there. We're in the process of buying it, so.
Well, let me just step in. So you're okay. Renting it?
Yeah, renting, yes.
Okay. So now we know it's a rental. That house was sold in 2015 to Christine, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She's not living there?
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Is there
this time
a...
I was led to believe that they were the new owners because they were moving in. I gave them time to move in. There's other photos there that will show you that they were there 4 or 5 days, and then I wrote them after the time was done, which is the 20. Well, on this one, you can't see it, but if Lou, if you go back to, I guess it's 2000. Oh, no, this one was 6/23. This was then 6/23.
Yes.
And then again on the 26th. So, I mean, I've been fair with you.
No, I understand that.
You know, because I saw you were moving in and out, but then there's nothing on there. You know, you just left it.
No, that was an in and out kind of
okay.
thing.
But. Bottom line is now you're renters. Okay. So you really weren't supposed to be here unless we knew that, you know, you have permission. You know. Because I wasn't sure whether the respondents were here. That's what I said.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, no, because Christine had called and said, hey, there was a problem, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Well, we'll correct that to make it a rental.
Okay. So there's, I take it then there's no registration of rental property?
Yes.
All right. Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, sir. The city's recommended a no-fine order, but there is administrative costs in the amount of
$5,350. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'll get a notice or I'd pay here or something.
Well, you'll get a notice in the mail.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Our next case is AI 39.
We don't have a quorum yet without Mr. A quorum now. Have to wait until you be back. Right. Hopefully he'll be
so can we
right
discuss
back.
The storm?
You think we got a go high over there?
Just wrong.
Okay, let me read this in the record. Our next case is AI 39, case number 20170-40298. It's a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus John and Janice Morello, 8 Poinberry Drive,
Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 24th day of January 2017, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 17th day of March 2017, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 6th day of April 2017 at 12:29, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected on the 6th of April 2017 at 12:45, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A subsequent recheck was conducted on 5/11/17 and was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 9th day of June 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Is John or Janice Morello present?
The tenants here.
Can you come forward, please? Please state your name and your address.
Edgar Rosado, Jr., 8 Point Berry Drive.
And what do you have to say in reference to this case, sir?
This is my fault. I'm the one that put the stuff out. I would pick up stuff while I was working for the cable company, and throughout the day I'll come and drop off the stuff, and whenever I get a chance to scrap it down and bring it to the yard and have a decent amount, I'll do it. But I was so busy doing my cable work and dealing with my demands that I wasn't responsible enough to keep my front clean like that. So that's just what it is.
Are you running a business out of your home, sir?
No, sir. Just scrapping and bringing it to the shop. You're just extra, making extra money. That's all.
So you pick up stuff from people's residence that they throw out?
Yeah, like
bring it to your house and store it?
I do disconnects for people, and most of the time it's people that got thrown out or whatever, and they throw out all this good stuff, and they ask me if you want it, whatever. And I just picked it up the garbage. Basically just the metal stuff that I could just bring to the junkyard and try to scrap it down for copper or whatever, make extra money.
Okay, so the stuff that I see in that picture in the garage is just stuff that you're storing while you take it, before you take it to the dump?
Yeah. That's okay. Just stuff that I store. Because what it is, I picked up so much stuff, especially around that time of the year, for some reason, there's a lot more people moving out or something. I don't know if their lease is ending or whatever, but I get to collect a lot more garbage around that time that I get thrown out. So a lot of stuff I got to put in my garage because they told me to do it. Shouldn't be in the front.
Just to note that this was the most recent one was two warning notices, one for the backyard and one for the front yard. The backyard was filled with washing machines, refrigerators, everything. All you saw was a sea of white. He cleaned that up, and then he has been maintaining it.
Yeah, I picked this up mostly during the summertime. I mean, the wintertime, so I went, full throttle. I mean, it's an opportunity to make money bringing it to the junkyard, so I just collected every single little thing I would love in my truck.
And you're a tenant there?
Yeah, I'm a tenant there, sure.
You know that you can't store the material in the back or the front in the view of the public.
The officer made it aware of me. So, and I made sure I took care of it, and I was by myself doing it. Like you said, it was a lot, so by myself. And they were so mad at the junkyard that I kept coming throughout the day so many times, with so many loads, that they told me to take it easy. So I called and requested some more time, but I took care of it.
And the problem has been corrected. There's nothing in the backyard, nothing in the front yard.
Now, once in a while, you'll see a washing machine in this truck. Other than that, that's it.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order, B, an administrative cost in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, thank you, sir. Please keep it clean in the future. Okay, we have no other people here for cases?
No.
Our next case will be AI 4, case number 20170501. The City of Palm Coast versus Carlos Rodriguez, 30 Blackhawk Place, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Enforcement Officer Ciala for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering in evidence the city's composite, proving proper service, along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was issued on the 3rd of May 2017, given 3 days to comply. We inspected on the 10th of May 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper dosing procedures were followed in all cases. Reinspections were done on June 24th, June 28th, July 9th, July 15th. The grass was finally cut on 7/19, July 19th. Rechecking the property was conducted before code board on the 19th of July 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 in administrative costs to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 9, case number 20170603 28, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Michaela and Yelena Dektar, 27 Red Top Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Fest for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence that deposit one proving proper service along with the photos taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 18th day of January 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 28th day of February 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current notice of violation was written on June 6, 2017, giving 30 minutes to comply. A re-inspect was conducted on the 6th day of June 2017, approximately 57 minutes later, and the violation was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. Vehicle was also there on 6/12/17 and 8/17/17 after it was already set for code board. Recheck the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of September 2017. The violation has been corrected. Excuse me. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city has requested the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost to the city of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
So he's removed that truck and it's staying away from the property then?
Yes, I talked to the individual called me yesterday and I explained everything to him. Yeah, and it was also, it's a rental, and I talked to the property manager and they knew they were coming to code board also.
Are there any further questions?
If Make not, I'll accept, accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 11, case number 20170602 66, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Joseph L. and Margaret M. Beiron Collazo, 51 Rybar Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
Code Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence that deposit one proving proper service along with the photos taken that depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of October 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On May 15, 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on June 5, 2017, giving 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 5th day of June 2017, which was 43 minutes later, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of September 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has the owner said anything about this or the renter? Because this is a single car garage, and that's obviously the problem.
Yeah, no, no one's ever called me. The only one I spoke to was the property manager.
So they know there's a violation?
They know, yes.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 20, case number 2017051183, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Egbert H. and Shirley F. Coffin, 104 Bridgehaven Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance, broken garage door.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions and the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 6th day of April 2017, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of May 2017, given 10 days to comply, reinspected on the 2nd day of June 2017. The property is not in compliance. Proper notice of procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of September 2017, and it has not been corrected. This is a second notice given for the same violation on a property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Does the owner understand the severity of it? Because obviously this has been going on months and he has done nothing to replace the garage.
This is a kind of an odd case. I believe the home was abandoned. The neighbor told me that the son does live here in town somewhere, but doesn't care about the home. The garage door was smashed, and it looks like they somewhat attempted to fix it, and then looks like somebody drove through it again. So that's where we are with this at the moment.
This is not a rental then, right?
It's not a rental, no. And we've had issues with overgrown lawn and other issues with the residents as well.
They're not living there. There's nobody.
Nobody's living there. Nope.
Is that a bicycle there?
Yeah. Yes.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 21, case number 20170514 15, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Tanya Giami, 45 Brockton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, fence maintenance.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions and the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of March 2016, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 25th day of May 2017, giving 5 days to comply. Reinspected on the first day of June 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of September 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is a second notice given for the same violation of property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is that supposed to be a gate? It looks
that's
like
a gate, and she called me the first time, and I explained to her that, you know, if she just put the gate back up, and she did. She attempted that. I closed that case, and then it fell down again, and now she just has it leaning, and she hasn't tried to contact me or anything, so.
This isn't a rental unit?
This is not a rental, no.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 20170514. The City of Palm Coast versus Igor Shalimov, 74 Belvedere Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken to depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th day of May 2017, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the second day of June 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were as followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 5th day of September 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 2 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city. He had a tire that was flat sitting on the rim. I spoke to the rental agent. I explained to her, and I guess she called him, so he put it up on a jack stand, and it's been that way. So it's still in violation. It's still inoperable. It's on a jack stand now, and he took the rim off. So.
That's all the rental agent had to say?
She said they're trying to evict them. They're still there. There's been a number of violations at that address, but that's the most current one at this time.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 29, case number 20170607757, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Albert P. Schuler, 3 Zelda Court, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of June 15, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. 22nd day of March 16, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. 28th day of June 16, notice was issued. And upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Notices were also issued on 3/26/15 and 4/23/15. The current notice was issued on the 15th day of June, 17, given 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection was conducted that day, and the violation was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 5th day of September 17, and the violation has been corrected. This is the sixth notice given for this violation, property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 30, case number 20170511140, repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus M. Weber, LLC, 94 Clubhouse Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
Good morning. For the record, response not present. Court Officer Mike Haddon for City of Palm Coast. I mean, entering evidence of series composite one proving proper service along with photos. These photos show the conditions and date and times indicating the facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 12th day of December 2016. This violation was corrected. Repeat notice was written on the 23rd day of May 2017, giving 0 days to comply. It was fined under compliance, repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of code for a period of May 23rd, 2017 through May 24th. In compliance on 5/24/17. Recheck with the property was conducted for code board on August 28th, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, complied, repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 for 1 day in violation for a total of $100, plus administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 32, case number 20170407-52, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jiaming and Zhurong Panyi. I hope that's correct. 59 Coral Reef Court North, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer.
For the record, respondents are not present. Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering an evidence of series composite one proving proper service along with photos taken that show the conditions and the date and time as indicated. The facts of this case are as follows. On the 31st day of October 2014, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 21st day of November 2016, a notice of violation was written. And upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current warning notice was written on the 13th day of April 2017, giving 15 minutes to comply. Reinspected later that day on the 13th day of April, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property is conducted for code board on the 15th day of April 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. And based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, a no fine standing order recurring plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Those are two different boats he has, correct?
I will say they all look like different boats.
They are different. Yeah, there's two.
They are different boats. This gentleman has probably five boats. Some in the water. Actually, two of them in the water. That one usually stays in the water. He has a bass boat. He has a gigging boat. I don't know where he keeps them all, but they cycle through the house.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 40, case number 20170514-71,
Recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Joseph R. and Christy L. Beams. 6 Pope Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depicting conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 30th day of September 2015, a notice was issued and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 4th day of April 2016, a notice was issued upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 4th of October 2016, a notice was issued upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 26th day of May 2017 at 3:15, giving 30 minutes to comply. Reinspected on 26th of May 2017 at 3:52, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 2nd of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Obviously, he's moving this trailer in and out.
Yeah, it's fourth recurring.
Does he have a business or something or other?
No, he has ATVs, stuff like that.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 2016-101474, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Ronald P. and Dolores C. Adams, 37 Port Echo Lane. Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photos. This case was heard on the 3rd of May 2017. The order was signed on the 10th of May 2017, giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until property comes in compliance. Property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from May 18, 2017 to September 5, 2017, a total of 111 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $2,775. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G still in violation with the fine to still continue until the property is in compliance. An administrative cost of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Any response from the owners as to why they haven't put this under a rental program?
There's other issues with this property, but the owner has been contacted, and he hasn't followed through with anything that he said. So,
is he local?
No. Pennsylvania?
Are there any more questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 43, case number 20170-51275, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Aya Serrata, 37 Princess Dolores Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 28th day of February 2017, a notice was issued and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of April 2017, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 26th of May 2017 at 11:47, giving 30 minutes to comply. re-inspected on the 26th of May, 2017 at 1:30, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. The final recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 2nd of June, 2017, and the property has been, the violation has been corrected. There's a third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board oppose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board member? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 48, case number 20170-60110, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sakum and Haida Kim Now, 9 Russo Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 13th day of October 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the first day of June 2017 and given 0 days to come in compliance and fined until in compliance. As repeat number 2. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for the period of June 1st, 2017 to June 2nd, 2017, and in compliance on June 2nd, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the second day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied. Repeat violation requesting a fine of $150 a day for 1 day and in violation for a total of $150 plus administrative costs of $70 to the city.
70. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 49, case number 20170-51497, a repeat case, City of Palm Coast versus Sakum and Taita Kim Now, 9 Russo Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6 a.m.
The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 7th day of December 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the first day of June 2017 and given 0 days and fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number 1. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period of June 1st, 2017 to July 13th of 2017 and in compliance on July 14th of 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 14th day, 2017. A violation has been corrected. There was additional dates, I have pictures for 6-8 of 2017, 6-15 of 2017, 6-22 of 2017, 6-29 of 2017, 7-6 of 2017, and 7-13 of 2017. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requested a fine of $100 per day for 7 days. And for a total of $700, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Has there been communication from the Now family?
This particular household is also in a a failure to comply with the rental status, and the owners, I believe, live on the West Coast, and we have been unable to contact them. The property also has several other issues going on with swale damage and like. I do my checks at night between the hours of 1 and 6, and he seems to be a contractor for somebody, and he comes and goes. He's been notified numerous times.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 51, case number 20170502 99. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher A. and Carolyn E. Loveman and Austin H. Moore, 80 Rimshaw Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a swale between 1 and 6.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence that seeks composite proof and proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 4th day of May, 2017, and given 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 11th day of May, 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I did conduct reinspections on 5/25/2017, 6/15/2017, 6/29/2017, 7/20/2017, 8/3/2017, and the property did come in compliance after receiving a notice of hearing posted on their garage door. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 10th day of August 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
It looks like he's parking his car on adjacent property with the weeds 3 feet high.
Yes, he is. It's a vacant property.
Yeah.
It's also very flooded right now, too.
Make a motion to accept city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 52, case number 20170508 25, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Michael M. Sankowski, Jr. and Lillian Z. Waters, 3 Seamanship Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence city's composite proof and proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 11th day of April, 2017. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 10th day of May, 2017, and given 0 days and fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number 2. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period between May 10th of 2017 to May 21st of 2017 and in compliance on the 22nd day of May, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 22nd day of May, 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation requesting a fine of $150 a day for 11 days in violation for a total of $1,650, plus an administrative cost of $70 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Looks like he's operating his business out of his home.
Yes, he runs Seabreeze Air Conditioning,
yeah.
And not to be confused with the other AC company, Cool Breeze or something.
Yeah.
And he did call me up prior to this code board, and he just basically said, no mas, no more, violations, no more this. So he's trying to come in compliance. He moved his stuff out to Orman, he said.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. If you don't mind, we'll just continue through these until we get it done.
Yep.
Okay. Our next case is AI 54, case number 201706038, recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Jose and Teresa Torres, 8 Smokehouse Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 25th day of October 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 13th day of February 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 24th day of April 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 6th day of June 2017 and given 30 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 6th day of June 2017, the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 13th day of June 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 56. Case number 201611307, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Tony Spencer, 8 Squirrel Place. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service and a copy of the original code board along with the photographs. This case was heard on the 3rd day of May 2017. The order was signed on the 10th day of May 2017 and given 5 days to come in compliance or a fine date of $25 per day until the property comes in compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from May 18, 2017 to September 5th of 2017 for a total of 111 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $2,775. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with a fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
69.50.
What has he said about this? This is front, back, side?
This is an ongoing problem that we have. This is a Habitat for Humanity house. I have several violations, ongoing violations with this property. The gentleman is currently a no-post house. Last time, this posting here, I had the sheriffs actually hand him the hearing notices. Prior to that, he came close to coming after me with a hammer. So he's just very aggressive, defiant, I should say.
He's got all kinds of violations in here.
Are there any other questions from the board members?
Make a motion to accept city's recommendation. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 57, case number 201706028 4, a recurring case.
The City of Palm Coast versus Clifford Lauren Arrington Jr., 159 Ulysses Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's compiled to approve proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 6th day of April 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 5th day of May 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of September 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 5th day of June 2017 and given 60 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 5th day of June 2017 and property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I found the property to come in compliance on June 12, 2017. And that's when I did my recheck of the property, and it had been corrected. This was the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 58, case number 201706028, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Luis Medina, 14 Underwick Path, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 11th day of September 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 31st day of March 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 7th day of May 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 5th day of June 2017 and given 60 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 5th day of June 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 20th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 59, case number 201703132. The City of Palm Coast versus Rafael A. Diaz. 210 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, FBC 105.1, no permit for a fence.
For the record, the respondent is not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 30th day of March 2017 and given 14 days to comply. A reinspection on the 13th day of April 2017 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I reinspected the property on 5/22/2017, 6/21 of 2017. 7/19 of 2017 and conducted a recheck of the property before Code Board on the 20th day of August 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 7 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Does the owner understand that that's not going to qualify for a permit anyway?
I didn't go into great detail with the owner. The owner did call me up because he had other problems because they painted the house a bright blue. They have since changed the bright blue color, and I did also advise him about the fence. And I told him to come into the city. I felt it wasn't my place to say. I would let the people who know what they're doing tell them that. Huh?
That's a cattle fence.
Yeah. I haven't seen a cow back there, though.
No, I don't. But it'll never be permitted.
I make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The last case is AI 60, case number 20170-60290, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus John A. Ferguson, Life Estate. 319 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 24th day of April 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 28th day of December 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 14th day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 5th day of June 2017 and given 1 day to comply. A reinspection on the 6th day of June 2017, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 12th day of June 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is this somebody who's renting this house?
No, actually it was an elderly gentleman. I have had several conversations with the daughter, who has since removed the gentleman, has cleaned up the property, including the back, which was very, very high, and removed fence and basically cleaned up the property. He was a junk man. For quite some time going around, just like the earlier gentleman, but it has since cleaned up, and the neighbors are happier.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? There be none. Is there any old business? Any new business?
I make a motion we adjourn.
Second. Our next code meeting will be October 4th, 2017. All those in favor of adjourn?
Aye.
Say aye. Aye.